Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think we're waiting, correct?
Right. I heard music and it said when the administrator comes on, so.
Okay.
I think I'm the only one. So far.
Understand.
I want to watch my words.
That's a good thing to do.
I'm still a little behind in this class. Hopefully I'll catch up. Soon.
I'm sure you will.
Has joined.
Good afternoon. Please join me in saying Anna Beko. Anna Beko. Gedulat Shemincha Tati Sera Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Ufrey Shayan Sintet nun. Na gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun gimel dalet Yud kafshin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish, Zaditak Kimo. Basin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata. Bet Kuf Bet, Bet Nayan. Yachid Gee, Lamcha Pene, Zochre Shidu Shata. Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tuyakatenu Yodeyata Lumot Shin Kufal Tzad Yud Tav. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. We'll now say the L'shem Yichud. The handout is going to be on Sefer Yetzirah classes, which is on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 9. Second column from the left, when that landing page opens up, scroll down to class 17. And when that link opens up, it will say Sefer Yetzirah class 15. We have done part of this class, and so we're even going to start at the beginning, but I won't do the explanations of the letters and the sounds of the letters with the vowels. So listen to the first part of the class as well, recording as well as this class, the second part of it. And we will see how long it takes us to go through this to see if we'll have the time to do the next class as well. The Shem Yehud Kutchabrihu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhibu Uthilu Uthilu Urhimu Leakta Lashem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Deno Kurene Elena Maseya Deno Kurenehu. Before we start on the Mishnah 2.7, I need to remind you about two aspects, Hakika and Chatziva. The translation of these terms is one of them means engraving, and I don't quite remember what the other one means, but it has something to do with adding material. But in the consciousness level, one of them has the idea of focusing on our thoughts, which is hakika, and removing all extraneous thoughts, which is chatziva. Now, the thoughts must be expressed through breathing. This applies to the breathing during your meditations. I have not discussed this with you before, except on a minimal level. So let us approach it as a specific issue. You breathe in through your nose, and you breathe out through your mouth. This seems easy to do, but it is not easy to do correctly, because this must become second nature. Watch a baby breathe, and you will see this. Put your hand lightly on the chest of the baby. It does not move as the baby breathes. Put your hand on the stomach of the baby, and as the baby inhales, it extends outward. This is the kind of breathing we are speaking about. And this needs to become second nature. And over time, most people learn to breathe differently. They breathe too shallow. And their chest moves out, not their stomach. Put your hand on your belly as you breathe in and see if your belly moves out or if it is your chest that moves out. The name of this type of breathing is deep belly breathing. How fast should you breathe? And on the first recording, there is a sound of the word Amesh, which consists of the three mother letters, Aleph, Mem, and Shin. In temple times, the Levites sang the Psalms using this secret. Many women have been saying Tehillim in groups for centuries. If this secret was used, Mashiach would have come, because the women would have gone into meditations. Deep belly breathing is what helps you achieve a meditative state. The Levites sang the words with this breathing, not as nigunim, not what's the meaning of a nigun? A nigun is just sound. It's modulated into notes, but it's just a sound. But it's not deep belly breathing when it's sung this way. The nigunim are hypnotic, without deep belly breathing. But when they are done with deep belly breathing, they are even more so, taking you into a deeper level than hypnosis, into the meditative state. When breathing is done correctly, the thoughts can be manifested through the breath properly. Do it incorrectly, and you will be left at the level of the earth spirits. We want you to go above this level. If you are satisfied with this level, you do not need Kabbalah to achieve further spiritual growth. You are saying that your level is of spirituality is sufficient. Do you want a greater level? Then I will continue now to explain the famous 231 gates from the Sefer Yetzirah. The famous 231 gates from the Sefer Yetzirah are actually keys that open up gates to different levels of consciousness. Some people call them dimensions. I prefer to call them levels of consciousness. With enough practice, you will go into a meditative trance quickly. As practice, this may not happen, so do not worry as you begin this deep belly breathing. Just keep your practice going. Every day, practice deep belly breathing until it actually becomes second nature. Sound comes through from five parts of the mouth. Do not do the practice session in a time and place where you do not have to whisper. The vowels can come from each of these parts. What are they? The three parts, or one part of the mouth, is the garonne, the throat, and it is bringing you down the tree. The letters that come from the throat, the aleph, the chet, the hay, and the ayin. Listen to part one's recording and you'll hear me express the sounds of those four letters. Yes, I know two of those letters are silent, but not really silent, as you will hear. Another part of the mouth is called the tsurfin, the palate, the top of the mouth, and it is bringing you up the tree. The letter gimel, the letter yud, the letter kaf, and the letter kuf. The third part of the mouth is the lishon, the tongue, and this is the middle of the tree. Because the tongue is in the middle of your mouth. The letters are the dalet, the tet, the lamed, the nun, and the taf. The fourth letter level of the mouth is shenayim, the teeth or the gums. They are also in the middle. The letters are the zayin, the tzamek, the shin, the resh, and the tzadi. The last letter, last part of the mouth is the lips. These represent the bottom of the tree. It's referred to as in being in the middle, but it's essentially not it. It's a level that doesn't change. It's the level of Malchut. It's the Bet, the Vav, the Mem, and the Pei. What I just explained to you, the parts of the mouth, are not part of the 231 gates, so I don't want you to be confused. The five parts of the mouth are five different vessels. Certain letter sounds come from certain parts of the mouth, and this is why the letters from the same part of the mouth can be substituted for each other in the Gematria letter substitution tool. Here's a spiritual lesson. We use specific letters with specific vowels for specific things. This applies to Hashem Kadosh, holy names, especially, but it applies to mundane words as well. Are you trying to use the name to go up, to come down, or to keep things stable? That is how you know which vowel to use with which letter. You may move your head in specific directions. Head movement describes what is happening in the thought process. This is what science teaches, especially in the CIA, to spies to keep them alive, by being aware of what the people around them are thinking. This is also the teaching of our sage Abu Lafia from the 14th century. He teaches that you move your head in the way of the vowels. I will discuss this in another class. Right now, do not try to restrict your head movement. Let it flow and notice what it teaches you, how it relates to what you are thinking. When you practice your breathing, you practice the sounds of the letters from each part of the mouth. Focus your attention on the similarities of your mouth forming when you say the sounds of the letters. See how your heads move as you say the sounds of the letters. Become aware of your thoughts, your breathing. Become aware of the unification of all of this information as a practical tool. There are three levels of sound. We need to begin to understand these three levels of sound. One is voice, one is sound, and one is speech. Voice is pure sound. Pure sound. Sound can be modulated by the carving of the letters. As you begin to think of the letters, as you begin to formulate an image of the letters in your mind, your sound, your pure sound, gets modulated. It goes up, it goes down, it stays the same. Ah. put together letters into words, which makes speech. Each level is used for a different purpose in your meditation. Each level gets you to a different aspect of the 231 gates. The gates are in the level of sound using voice and letters. Voice is Zerantin, sound is Malchut. Understand this well, as it will help you find your way when you travel to these different levels of consciousness. Voice is just sound. It's air coming out of your voice box. Sound, not pure sound, but sound, is modulated by the carving of the letters. Sound is modulated. It goes up and down. And speech is the formation of words with vowels, letters with vowels. Emotions come from voice. The power of the voice is what powers your sound. Voice is pure sound. Emotions are in those sounds. Sound, as opposed to pure sound, is given power by the pure sound. What is power? Of a voice. What is the power of sound? Power is the strength. If you are forming words loudly or whispering softly, that strength comes from your emotions. It is taught that the parts of the mouth relate to specific sephirot, and the sounds or letters also relate to specific sephirot. It is also taught that prophecy comes from Netzach and Hod. This means prophecy comes from your own lips. Your own voice box, your own parts of your mouth. This is why each interpretation of a dream manifests as it's interpreted. Dream is 1/60th of prophecy. The interpretation which comes from the lips is prophecy, not just part of prophecy. When we pray, we start the Amidah with a verse of Psalms that says, "Open up my mouth." The Amidah is an entrance to prophecy. But of course, the Amidah as it's done today is not the entrance to prophecy. But in biblical times, when the Amidah was said, it was a form to reach prophecy, to reach Netzach and Hod. Now it's time to look at our Mishnah 2.7. Kafet o jod yesod Kavuot Gilgul Birala Shayarim Chazar Gilgul Panim Weachar Siman Ledaber Ein Betova Lemala Mianig Vien Bira Lemata Menagea. The translation, 22 foundation letters. They are established in a cycle of 231 gates, meaning combination of letters. The cycle goes around from front to back. The side of good, there is nothing better than pleasure, which is oneg, aleph nun gimel. There is nothing worse than a plague, nega, nun gimel aleph. The same letters in a different order. Remember from last week, there are five things we need to do with the letters. We need to weigh them. We need to balance them. We need to combine them. We need to exchange them. A good metaphor is to program the computer. When we practice, we program the network, which sends us to the correct level of consciousness. When these letters, Aleph Aleph, are run and returned properly, the letters of lead can be substituted for the letters of gold, and gold actually appears. As part of your homework, do a Google Translate for lead and gold and see how the letters relate to each other, how the two words relate to each other. And now there's homework of the sounds and the practicing of everything that I've mentioned in this class. And as you look at the letters that are on the handout, and look at the vowels, you'll see that they're essentially root vowels. Count the number of combinations and you'll see there are 22. I repeated it. I'm not going to take the time. Well, now we're going to do it forward and back, running and returning. End of class 17. We will begin class 18, which essentially is a duplicate of the running and returning, as I just did. What is running and returning? It's saying the alphabet forward and backwards. We are going to be continuing to learn about the 231 gates. It was discussed in Mishnah 2:7, but we will also be looking at Mishnah 2:8. So here is Mishnah 2:8.
Katsa chikelan behameran iyam kolan vikolan ami beyam. Kolan, we kolan, ah. Bet Katsarot Kalela Nimitso Yotot Beralea Sharim Vinamsa Kohadavor Wikohayetzor Yotza Mahem Venimsa Kohetzor Yotza Beshem Echad. How do we balance and align these things? Aleph with Aleph, Aleph with Bet, Aleph with Gimel, and continuing. Now reverse it, Bet and Aleph, Gimel with Aleph. Everything is in the speech, meaning the letter sounds. And all of the creatures come from the letters and their combinations. All of the creatures go by one name. What do you think this Mishnah actually means? What do you think the one name is for all the creatures? My teacher gave me a caution at this point, and I am giving you the same caution. The right means, used by the right person at the right time, will cause the right means to manifest correctly. Actually, it's the right tool or the right action used by the right person at the right time, in the right place, with the right consciousness. How many different rights are there? The right tool, the right person, the right time, the right place, and the right consciousness. There are five. Usually I only tell you about four because I leave out the idea of the right person. But that needs to be there. The right means used by the right person at the wrong time, at the right place, with the right consciousness, will still manifest incorrectly if all the five are not correct, not right, R-I-G-H-T. The manifestation will be incorrect. If any one of the five is wrong, it will be incorrect. The wrong tool used by the right person at the right time, at the right place, will cause the wrong thing to happen, as the road to hell is paved with good intentions. This is a quote from the Zohar. This is the caution my teacher taught me. And my teacher emphasized the following statement. Practice. 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 Then practice more. As you practice the letters, they will cause a change in your soul, which cleanses you. Then your intuition will let you know what is the right time. What is the right tool? What is the right location? What is the right consciousness? And are you the right person?
Are you sufficiently cleansed to do the action you're contemplating? This is actually how the system of the Kabbalah manifests properly. Continuing with Mishnah 2.7 that we did not complete. Remember, it is not the shape of the letter, but the primordial sound of the letter. This is what opens the gates. If you are mute, the gates will not open. You have to utilize the sound of the letters. Remember what sound is, as opposed to pure sound? Consciousness is not created by our brain cells. Our brain cells channel consciousness from somewhere else. Sound affects this process by channeling consciousness. This is the teaching. That is why you must practice, because the brain cells must learn to resonate with the various sounds. And that takes practice, practice, and more practice. This is what is behind the teaching of the Kabbalists about Hit Bodhi Dut. Hit Bodhi Dut is a word made famous by Rabbi Nachman of Breslau. And he says, go into the forest and speak to God by yourself privately. And that Hit Bodhi Dut, walking around for a half hour talking to God out loud, is practicing the sounds of the letters. Here comes a scientific explanation. Science teaches that there is a song of nature, which is a humming sound produced by the earth itself. Our letter sounds must vibrate within that frequency, and this is why we must pronounce things properly. This has nothing to do with philosophy, or the Ashkenazi or the Sephardi pronunciations. The sounds at work are the Yemenite sounds, the Oriental Hebrew sounds. This is practical and actual. When you create these practical sounds, you are using the right means. When you create other sounds, you are not. It is as simple as this. There are many New Age people listening to vibrations. I don't remember the numbers that they promote, but they always talk about, as an example, 538 megahertz. Listen to the sound. Listen to what it's affecting you. You want to be calm. You want to calm down. Listen to this particular megahertz sound. But what they're talking about is pure sound. They're talking about a frequency that theoretically they've measured as pure sound. But what they are doing is mixing pure sound and modulating pure sound to make it sound. That's why it's not recommended, because we need to modulate the sounds, but using the letters as well.
to a great extent, we don't truly know what is Oriental sound, the Oriental Hebrew sounds of the letters. People are trying to discover it. They're listening to the differences in the Oriental sounds from the Yemenites, but it's not yet settled. But for the most part, you do hear some differences. Sound comes out of the belly, not the chest. As I explained to you last week about the breathing, or this week, you must feel the sound. Do not visualize the shape of the letter. Touch the letter. Speak to the letter. Ask the letter what it is all about. When you visualize the shape of the letter, and remember in part one, when I did the sounds of each letter, I lengthened it. Using Bay as an example. Until you run out of breath. You inhale, deep belly breathing. And so forth. Sound comes out of the belly, not the chest. You must feel the sound. Do not visualize the shape of the letter. It's not necessary. Touch the letter. When you enter the meditative state, the letter is there. Touch it. Speak to the letter. Ask the letter, what is its power? What is its nature? What is it? What is it? Ask the letter what it is all about. When you do this, the letter will talk back to you. Tell the letter, I read a midrash about what your shape means. What do you think about that? The letter will answer you, and it will take you to a different place than what your mind knows right now. You will evolve in this process. What you intuitively know right now will change. Why do you think that is? What works at one level of consciousness does not work at another level of consciousness. There is no right, there is no wrong to this. It works or it doesn't work. It is as simple as this. And here's how to pronounce the double letters in the Oriental Hebrew as far as we know now. The bet is pronounced bet or behet. Remember, you thought that the letter is bet and sometimes a bet as the double sound. Don't believe me, ask the bet itself. Bet, bet. Gimel is pronounced Gimel or Gimel. Dalet is pronounced Dalet or Thalet. Kaf is pronounced Kaf or Chaf. Pei is pronounced Pei. Or Fay. Resh is pronounced R.
Resh or Resh, the rolling R. One should practice both sounds, as sometimes we will need to say one sound and at other times the other sound, in order to allow the system to function and work properly. Do what works, and you will not know what works until you are in touch with your intuition. What works for me may not work for you. What works for you may not work for me. When the army of Hashem comes barreling through your body, and you need to be connecting to the sound of certain letters and certain vowels, and you don't know what they sound like, what do you think will happen? A good tool to use is a spiritual journal. When I say the sound of a zion, I get the feeling of... See if you change from month to month, week to week. This is a tool taught in science today as Jungian psychology. Tells you to use active imagination. Abraham Avalafia tells us to use this active imagination technique. He didn't call it that. This is a lifelong process of learning. You will expand your consciousness by doing this technique. Aleph with all of the letters, and then Bet with all of the letters, then Gimel with all of the letters, then Gimel with all of the letters, then Behet with all of the letters. Now do it with the other sounds for the double letters. Do the letters in reverse order, all of the letters with the Aleph, the running and returning that we just gave you the example of earlier. Why do I need to do it forward and backwards? The Ari discusses this in Etz Chaim, his book, of the Chaim Vital, the writings of the Ari, the teachings of the Ari. There is a duality that comes out of the singularity of Hashem. This is the teaching. In Kabbalah, it is called Ma and Ben. Ma has a gematria of 45 and Ben 52. One is Zerantin and one is Malchut. It is the source of male and female. It is the source of the unity of sex. You are not learning this here. You are intuiting this here. Feeling this here. Metals and stones with spiritual vibration should not be around you when you do this. Why do you think this is true? The vibrations can interfere and they also can assist you. Practice should be done without them, so that you have a base of knowing what works and what doesn't, and then see how the vibrations actually help or hurt your process. This is all practice. Keep practicing until you stop practicing and just do it. But your intuition will know when that is, when you can stop practicing. And until your intuition tells you to stop practicing, keep practicing. There is a unique undulating sound done by Sephardic women. It is said to come from the people that were at the wedding of Leah and Jacob, living near Lavan. It is also said to be the original war cry. In the movie The Wind and the Lion, it is done correctly.
Try to find it in that movie. Look also for sounds that change your consciousness. What were the people at the wedding of Leah and Jacob? Jacob thinks he's marrying Rachel. The sound is Leah, but in a concealed form. Obviously, I'm not doing it right. Listen to the Sephardic women. It's an undulating sound. The tongue is vibrating. I'm not doing it correctly. There is a book, a sefer, called Your Brain on Music. It teaches that music changes the chemistry of your brain. Of course, the prophets used this technique, and we have discussed this in earlier classes. The prophets would listen to music as part of their meditative tools. They would dance, as the certain Sufis do dancing by spinning and spinning and spinning until they drop. These are techniques that came out of the biblical prophets. The Sufis learned them. Now we have to learn them back. But we have to be sure that they're right for our souls. And that's what the practice is all about. Time is the spiritual framework that is backward from our physical world. Our world runs in a certain direction. Time goes forward. In the spiritual world, time runs backward. Our Mashiach is their beginning. Their Mashiach is our beginning. Forward and backward letters, pronounced one at a time, or the front way, or the backward way. Now there is another way we call backward, or the female side, or Yashar, direct light, or Chozer, returning light. Different vibrations. Female golems are made with returning lights. We will stop here at Mishnah 2.8. We are out of time, but we have completed the teaching of 2.7, but you have not completed the practicing of 2.7. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Sabbath. We will not be speaking between now and Motzi Shabbat. I look forward to speaking to you then. And as I said earlier, Shalom Gadol. Have much peace and serenity in your life. Shalom.
Thank you. I know it was a great class. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Martha.
Shalom.
Shalom.